Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Uh-oh, what?
Well, sometimes we got to ask the hard questions around here, Hugh. So yesterday, as we know, we found out from one of our callers that there is a potentially, or I guess allegedly is the word I should use, a fake Hugh Douglas running around Delaware as an Uber driver. We got even more information after the show, the kind of car it is. So there was one report that he may have a Hugh Douglas jersey in the front seat.
Yes.
Not sure how accurate any of this is, but we got more reports. But Hugh, it got us wondering, because this is going on in Delaware. Am I right about that? That's accurate? This is happening in Delaware?
Yes.
Yes. Max is giving me the thumbs up. It's happening in Delaware. Hugh, we know you like to drive a lot.
I do.
You're a driver. You live in Delaware.
Yeah, but I'm a little antisocial.
You are. But
it's true.
Our caller yesterday was pretty adamant at the beginning that it was you that drove them around last week.
Yeah.
So a question I have for you, and because we have had at least one person send in some receipts from the drive they had with this particular driver.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, where were you last Thursday night after our pregame show? Because one of the receipts we have is from last Thursday evening. Hugh, you left here. You said you were getting in your truck. Where did you go? Are you the actual Uber driver?
We need an alibi.
I jumped on the turnpike. Mm. I went to Ohio. I jumped on the turnpike as soon as I got off work.
And when did you have to be in Ohio? For what? What were you doing?
I had to go speak. There was the Hall of Fame banquet that I had to go speak at.
On Friday?
On Friday, yes.
So you had plenty of hours between the pregame show ending Thursday night and the banquet starting Friday where you could have been driving an Uber in Delaware.
I mean, technically, but that's not how I would want to play it because I wanted to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when I got there. So I, you know, got to Ohio about 4 o'clock in the morning and went to sleep.
So at a time where not many people knew you got there. It was pretty under the radar.
Yeah, it was under
4
radar.
O'clock in the morning. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Can you
prove that you were not in Delaware during that time?
That would probably be kind of hard.
Really?
Well, wait a minute. Let me look, because my on my low jack, I wonder if it has the tracks the trip.
Yeah, you're going to need that, because right? So
yeah. I think that is very important.
Yeah, yesterday we just assumed there was this fake Hugh Douglas driving this Uber in Delaware, pretending he was you. But now I'm wondering if it's just you, if you have taken up another job as an Uber driver.
Mm-mm.
Here's the other thing. That guy, William, from Jenkintown that called, is it regular? He calls pretty often.
So you would think he was a regular listener. Hugh.
He would recognize Hugh's voice.
Voice, personality.
Me.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me because I'm not that friendly.
Best thing you have going for you.
Yeah, I'm not that friendly.
I wouldn't have pegged you as an Uber driver until yesterday, but now we just have to ask a lot of questions.
No, I'm not that friendly. I mean, and he said we had a conversation. I'd have been back there.
But could this be an alias?
It could be.
There's been times, like the other night, I went out. Right, for a drink with somebody. And they were talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this will probably be the last time I see this person.
Oh, no.
Because I remember sitting there and thinking to myself, man, she talks a lot.
Wow. And I'm guessing this is the first time you're relaying this out loud is on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, probably won't go out after that. But I just remember thinking to myself, Because this was during the game, I remember, because I was watching the game. And I was looking, like, and she was talking, and I was like, be quiet. Like, I was thinking it. And I remember, matter of fact, I told the boss this. I told Blue G's Lakin this. he just kind of looked at me like, dude, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, because I had a revelation. And you know what that revelation was?
What was that?
I don't think I need a girlfriend. I kind of like being by myself. Because, like, they, like,
probably for the best, man.
Yeah.
Because,
for her,
like,
for her, yeah.
And it's not just women, but they tend to like to talk a lot. That's probably going to get me killed a little bit.
Just going to dig this hole even deeper.
You are.
No.
You're a problem.
But dog, read the room. Like, seriously.
But isn't there an assumption if you went to spend some time with them that you wanted to hear what they had to say?
You were
interested in
full disclosure
in them.
You are correct.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. You've made that mistake.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go. But.
Well, you really have dug this one in deeper.
You won't ever have to again. So that's okay.
You know,
I was trying to get out of, you know how you talk to you sit there and tell, hey, get out your comfort zone.
Yep.
And I was like, it was in the city. And I'm like, I drive a big ass truck. It's hard to park. And he said, you know, I workshopped it to the point. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
As much as I love the story, and I'm glad you told it on the air, you know what this has? This has all the telltale signs of a Hugh Douglas filibuster. We're trying to press you on the Uber driving thing.
And you say I'm deflecting.
You went to a totally different story about something else.
Yeah, that was a filibuster.
It was a total filibuster.
It was not. It was the truth.
I think there is guilty. I think there's a real chance you're the Uber driver.
I'm not driving Uber. Not.
Okay. Well, all right. So here's what we need. If anyone out there has ever been picked up in an Uber that looked like, sounded like, or someone said they were Hugh Douglas, I need to hear it because it sounds like we have. The other thing that I caught yesterday, Kyle, did you notice Hugh was completely not upset about this? Like, I don't know. If there's someone pretending to be you, imagine if they are saying inappropriate things. They're giving out terrible Uber
that's
rides.
True.
That reflects poorly on the actual Hugh, and you seem like, whatever.
You know, this guy could be the reason that so many people approach you thinking that you're friendly.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
He's making it harder on you for everything.
I guess he's got that taste. I ain't going to see that.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you kind of forget who listened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you're saying I'm sorry? This is an apology text, send it back? Okay.
No,
all right, let's go to William in Jenkintown, goodness, who will take the stand. Now, William, of course, was the one that told us yesterday that the fake Hugh Douglas picked him up in the Huber in Delaware. William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
Not much. I'll give you this, Hugh. It wasn't Hugh because we were picked up from playing golf, and the guy said, oh, y'all got bunkered up. And so that's when I started thinking, well, maybe this isn't Hugh. But when we got in the car, there was a massive Hugh Douglas jersey. And my friend said, what's up with the Hugh Douglas jersey? And he said, well, you know, I'm Hugh Douglas. And I made a joke like, well, I wonder how many NFL players ride around with their own jersey in the car. And he turned around, looked us both dead in the eye, and said, when you're Huey D, you do what you want. You don't do what others want.
Mm. He's even trying to kind of be you, but the Huey D is not something Hugh would say. This is like a poor impersonation.
This is part of the problem. You can't let somebody go around pretending they're you and then doing this whole Huey D thing.
Huey D sounds
That's a bad look for you.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm kind of flattered that somebody would find me interesting enough to kind of impersonate.
You're flattered by this?
I mean, I'm just saying, it's just kind of flattering because it's like, dog, it's not like I do a whole lot, but you know,
I got to tell you, this is
kind of flattering. But I'm not.
It was a small black car, so if you see that driving around, maybe you can flash him down, talk to him. He also had something hanging from his rear view mirror. He said it was a picture of him as in high school. It was just odd.
That's a lot.
And William, man, we appreciate it again. This is getting weirder. I think this has gone from funny to like, what?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. But I can assure you that I'm not driving Uber. That is not
I'm more on to believing you, but I'm more worried for you that this guy is out there pretending to be you. I'd be creeped out if it was.
I'd be most upset about the Huey D thing.
The jersey hanging, the fact he's got a picture of you from high school.
And if he's making money, I mean, so be it.
This guy is living your truth.
I mean, if he's making money, I ain't really tripping.
This guy is living your truth.
Listen, if the people that are driving in that car want to believe that that's me, then they can go right ahead and believe that. I've seen pictures of people when they see a big guy with a beard, they think it's Rick Ross. You know what I mean?
But he's got the jersey out and call himself
Huey
D. And
how many times, this guy was taking pictures at somewhere as Rick Ross. So, I mean, hey, if you don't do your... And as a matter of fact, I told you a story about when me and Ike were out, and a lady kept calling him Jason Avant. And he told, and I kept telling him, that's not Jason Avant. She's like, yes, it is. So if you want to be silly enough, not saying that Carla was silly, but if you want to be silly enough to believe that, then go right ahead. And if he's making him money, then I'm happy for
him. You've missed a part of this, though.
What's that?
If he's making money off your name, he owes you some money.
Yeah, this would be your profit.
He's driving a Huber, right? And now if people are not purposely booking him because they think they're getting a ride from Hugh Douglas to tell their friends, he's using your name.
You know there's a reason fraud's illegal, right?
Yeah. This is fraud.
I guess you...
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I guess you got a point. We got to find him then.
That's the plan.
Got to find him.
Now that's our next step. All right, you're off the cook today. I believe you now.
Even though
you did filibust and totally that story you told, you probably shouldn't have told on the air. But we're past that now. What are you going to do?
Sounds like that one came back to bite you.
Yeah, that was the text angry or disappointed?
Oh, no, it was like, lose my number. I mean, you know, hey, that ain't the first time I've been told.
No, I can't.
I am uncomfortable with being cussed out because it happens so often.
Dude, that's incredible.
Lose my number. All right, Vance found ours. So what's up, Vance? Vance, go on. All right, Vance, what do you got? What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? Listen, this is my thing, man. I think the city needs to chill, man. Like, we become delusional when it comes to talking about this quarterback. Mm. I bleed green. I love my Eagles. I've been going crazy since Uncle Who was on wearing 53 over there. You know what I mean?
He ain't calling me Uncle Who, did he?
That's you now, buddy.
You are Unc.
I can't.
Come on, Unc.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, you can say whatever, the offensive coordinator and everything, but offensive coordinator is not making Jalen miss AJ wide open. He's not making Jalen overthrow Devontae Smith, who's wide open. Both of those throws, if they was completed, would have changed the trajectory of those games,
yep.
Man.
That's not on the OC.
That's on the quarterback. I watched Jalen 8 seconds left in midfield,
like that,
running the ball and scramble with no timeouts, and we could at least got 3 points.
You know what, Vance? I haven't heard anyone talk about this on WIP. We haven't really brought up because so much other stuff happened, especially Friday with the Phillies losing too. Vance, you are right.
Vance, I'm taking trajectory too.
Vance was cooking.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm taking trajectory.
Vance, you are right. Before halftime, Hugh, they had, I don't know, 15 seconds left,
mm-hmm.
and they had no timeouts, and they ran a play, and Jalen scrambled around the 50-yard line, slid. They didn't have any timeouts. Like, if he throws the ball out of bounds or throws it to someone and that guy gets out of bounds, they kick a field goal before halftime. It was a Dak Prescott moment that Dak did in the playoff game.
Right.
Just slid and the clock ran out. Like, what are we doing?
A good quarterback will make an offensive coordinator look good, man. I'm sorry. It's more so on Jalen to me than it is on the OC. The OC could do better. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, come on, man. It's common sense football. Throw the ball out of bounds. Stop holding the ball so long, Jalen. Stop scrambling to the right all the time and not getting rid of the ball when you're in trouble. You know what I mean? It's just, I think our fans are delusional, man. And I'm sorry. I bleed green, y'all. I hate to disappoint y'all.
No, you're not disappointed, man. It's a good phone call. And we like the new word we use in the show. And
trajectory.
I do think there is a segment. And I don't know if it's like a small – I don't know how big the segment is. I've noticed this. There's a group of people out there who dedicate themselves to being the white knight for the quarterback. Like, it was Carson, now it's Jalen. And I almost wonder, like, are you rooting for the Eagles, or are you rooting to be right about the quarterback, or you want to love the quarterback? It's unbelievable. Like, the one thing we all are trying to get to is them winning more games, right, and being the best they can and get to another Super Bowl. But there's some people out there, when I hear it, I'm like, are you a Jalen fan or are you an Eagles fan?
Because yeah,
it's crazy sometimes.
They can't decipher what's actually being said about Jalen. Because there's a underlying tone when it comes to some individuals that just don't like Jalen just because.
Right, and I think the other side goes the other way.
Yes, to defend him.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is. And it's one of those things where people try to hide certain the way they feel about Jason in words like
Jalen, not Jason.
Yeah, Jalen in words like fraud or he's not that good. Jalen is a decorated quarterback. Now, does he need to play better? No question about it. But there's a group of people that want to strip down his accomplishments, things that he's already accomplished. That I feel like you can't do that. Now, if you talk about him not being better or not him not being consistent, that's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah, I mean, we do this a lot, and I think sometimes we all struggle with it. We just, as fans, we struggle. Two things could be true at once, right? Like,
yeah.
Jalen Hurts is the most decorated Eagles quarterback of all time. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, he's won one, and won a Super Bowl MVP. Jalen Hurts also has to play better. I mean,
that's true.
Those two things, they go together, even though they sound counterintuitive to each other. They really are. Just like it's counterintuitive, there's an Uber driver in Delaware named Huey D.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you actually, grown-ass man, going by Huey D. That's crazy.
Well, that's how I know it wasn't you. That's not
He's
you.
Living
not do
your
that.
Life.
Who would? Man, I wish somebody would call me Huey D.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He's really literally living your truth.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you, are you partially responsible for this?
No.
He heard you say live your truth.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm going to live his truth.
But you know, now I feel like the next time we do a pregame, somebody's going to yell Huey D.
Yes.
In the crowd. I've set myself up for failure.
I just need to know if this driver doesn't drive from 10 to 2. Because I actually would appreciate that commitment to the bit. Because if he really is pretending to be you, from 10 to 2, he can't drive the Uber.
Yeah.
That would be something else if we found this guy and it's like only drives from like 2:30 on each day.
That would be crazy.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I need him to call in one day and to just explain himself because this is
he does need to take a stand. I mean, we have a warrant for this man.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Yeah,
quite sure if it's an arrest, but it's a warrant for something. Mm-hmm. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
We got a new one today, fellas. Somebody begging for change in the YouTube chat.
Begging for change?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Asking like, people for spare change.
Oh, you mean...
Oh, not like, you know, change the world.
No.
Coins.
No, yeah. Quite literally begging people for change.
Does anyone carry change anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't like to carry cash.
Well, I don't either, but let alone coins.
Yeah, I don't care that.
That's a new one. another new one. You know, we get clickbait, ragebait, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Today... We got, this is a catfish.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Who are we catfishing?
I don't know.
What's the catfish?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
With one of our takes, it's a catfish.
Look, we're trying to trick someone?
Yeah, I'm not sure that one's going to pick up any steam.
No. Nah. WIP, catfishing again.
No, that's crazy.
You ever eat catfish?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I have too. I like catfish.
Living in the South, that's kind of
right,
like,
yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? That's kind of like...
I guess if I ask other people around here, maybe they haven't.
Yeah.
You have. How do you like your catfish?
I like it baked. I know that goes against everything that
I like it fried.
People, I mean, fried catfish with some good hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's really, really tasty.
Yeah.
I like it baked.
Okay. Out of context, but hey, guys, didn't ask.
Sorry.
Nobody ever asked.
Sorry.
But we still have an opinion.
Yes, that's not the point.
Well, no one ever actually really asked us to talk about something. We just start talking about this.
Right. We come on the air and we don't wait.
No, we don't.
We don't wait for a prompt.
A day. Just silence.
Wait, hey, what you want to talk
until
about?
Until someone calls in.
Your call.
Somebody
calls it. 215.
Ask us stuff.
Your show.
Ask us. Yep. All right. As you would suspect, my Phillies take did not go over well.
No way.
Being called Copium Kyle.
Yeah, I like that. Yep.
With a That's K a instead one. Of a C.
That works today.
Mm-hmm. Calling for my suspension.
Oh, we suspended folks left and right around these.
And I did get a call to be fired on the spot.
Oh, that's how you know it hit.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are my favorite ones. This opinion you have, you should be fired for it.
Rod needs to come in here and get me out of here.
That's what somebody said.
Fire me on the spot. Yep.
Get him out in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yep. Escort out by security.
Come on home, Kyle.
Oh, that's you. Not happening. That's you.
That's my. I was
opening set. Yeah. You got messy in the opening set.
I got messy.
Not balding. My girlfriend did find a gray.
Oh,
recently.
How'd that go for you?
Mentally,
you feel you go okay?
I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
But it's just one.
It happens fast. Though,
I will weather the storm. I will weather the storm.
What a great friend Hugh is. Like, yeah.
It happens fast.
It's a gator screwed.
It's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from here, buddy.
All right. Radio station full of former Eagles who never won a damn thing. That hurts.
Not really, because I would almost venture to say that the person that sent that has never played.
Yeah, definitely never. Yeah, never.
Also, can we be honest about the timeline of the Eagles? Unless there's people here that played in 17 or beyond, right?
We probably wouldn't have this Eagles. We wouldn't have this generation of Eagles players or this success.
Right. And, but,
so thank you.
And
I mean, you're welcome, I should say.
Before 17, no Eagles won, right? So like... it's just that was the franchise. It's
that
not like
the
it was.
We're the foundation.
You were the foundation.
Yeah.
Version 1.0. And now I don't know what version
they've
it
improved it,
Prototype.
All right. I figured Hugh needed the win because he basically just got dumped on the air.
Yeah. He had it coming.
Big fan. So there you go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
A one out of like 1,000.
Yeah. The next few are not going to be as kind.
Okay.
Abolish Notepad Douglas immediately.
What you mean? I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but if that quarterback list is from that notepad, we gotta put that one in the shredder. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Hugh Douglas is an offensive coordinator. He can't even coordinate his own notepad.
My notepad is coordinated.
What is this, your second notepad? Didn't you lose one?
Well, I didn't lose it. It was my bag. Somebody relieved me of my bag. So.
You know who it might be?
Who is that?
The fake Hugh Douglas.
Fake Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, that's how it started.
He really wants to relate that full experience. He's going to have your notebook in the Uber
with
him.
Yeah, I wish he would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
This Eagles team is full of 2003 Hugh Douglases. They are in deep trouble.
Ooh.
Is that what it
is? If that's the case, guys, don't.
It's not funny.
Keep that calendar open for January because we're not going to be there if that's the case.
That's not good. Mm-mm. The Road to Nowhere, a journey inside the mind of Hugh Douglas.
That's a good one. Somebody sent me the road. I don't think that's it, though. It's like a highway. It's a highway.
How
I think it's close to ready. Well, it's a highway that they started and they didn't finish. And it just leads to a forest or something. Mm-hmm. It's the road. It's called, it's called The Road to Nowhere.
Yes.
I'm looking at that. Right.
Yep. Hugh Douglas, The Road to the Upper Room.
They did get after
it. Think about it, we're all on the road to the upper room.
Oh, yeah,
from the start of our lives. Yep. It just depends on how long that road is.
Instantly jump on the road to the upper room. All right, last one. Put a fork in Douglas. He's done.
Agreed. Guy's totally cooked. All right, let's go to Al in media, who's up on WIP. Hey, Al.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Al. What's up?
All right, I'm going to straighten this out for you guys.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little context. I was at the 60 championship games. I saw Chuck Bednarik sit on Jim Taylor at the end of the game. So I've been watching Eagles for a while. So what I would say is that the problem is, you know, Jalen, well, everyone's talked about it over and over again. People just can't accept he's a sort of a middling quarterback. I mean, he's shown the ability to rise to the heights like last year's Super Bowl in the championship game, like others. Nick Foles did that, but everyone tried to make him their quarterback, and he could never last. I mean, so I think, you know, he's better than Nick, but he's just not absolute top drawer. And my solution is put Tanner McKee in, frankly. That would be the end of problems with a passing attack.
What has Tanner McKee done to show you that he can command this team
he's
and do half of what Jalen?
Every time he's been in.
Well, how many times has he been in? Al, how many times has he been in? How many times have you seen him in meaningful games?
No,
that's not the question I asked you, Al. You came on here and said he's better because he's proven. Where has he proven
he's
that he's better than Jalen? Al, I'm asking you a question. What body of work have you seen that makes you think that he's better than Jalen?
The times that he has been in, which have not been many.
Okay,
but
which games?
Some.
Which games were you saw that he played in?
He played, didn't he play?
I'm asking you, Al. You're the one that came on here with this proclamation.
Well, he played two last year. And
okay, so what games did you see when he did his thing, Al? Al, listen, just do me this favor, Al, because, you know, do me this favor. Just say you don't like Jalen Hurts. Just say that.
No, I like him. I don't think so, Al.
I don't think so.
Because
you just sat here. Jalen Hurts, out of all the other quarterbacks that you think is better than him, he's more decorated than all of them. And you came on this station now, and you tried to strip him of all his accolades that he's accomplished.
I'm not trying to strip him of anything.
But you just did. You just said he's a middling quarterback. How many Super Bowls has Josh Allen won? You think he's a good quarterback?
Are you telling me you'd rather
not have Josh Allen? No, I'm asking you. Like, Al, I asked you a question.
I don't care.
I know you don't care, Al, because like I said, just say what you mean. You ain't got to come on.
He did say what he means. He wants Tanner McKee.
Okay, so why?
We got to move off it.
I don't care was great, by the way. I'm stealing that.
If you're going to come on here and say what you say, at least back it up with some facts, Al. I don't give a damn if you did watch Chuck Bednarik do his thing. Say it with your chest.
Well, you weren't there, and neither was I. 17,
I admit we weren't there, but just say it with your chest, Al. Just say it with your chest. That's all I'm saying. You could believe whatever you want to believe, but just say it with your chest. You ain't got to hide behind you watch Chuck Bednarik do his thing, whatever you talk about.
They beat Lombardi.
Yeah, you ain't got to hide behind that, bro.
December 26, 1960. All right, that is enough for us today. It's probably best as we are...
That's a great way to end the show.
Overstate our welcome. All right, that is it. Afternoon show is next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Maybe we'll find out if Carson Wentz is playing against the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.